Recently, a group of Duluthians went on a trip to Honduras with an organization called Witness for Peace, and they described the trip as life-changing. Katie Marks is joining us in the studio this morning. She's one of the folks that went on that trip, and she's here to tell us a little bit more about it. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the group Witness for Peace. What is it that you folks want to accomplish?
Yeah, so Witness for Peace is this awesome organization that travels to Latin America and witnesses the experience of Latin Americans. We focus primarily on how U.S. policy and stuff going on here is affecting Latin America, and the sole, you know, goal is to get there, see what's going on, hear these experiences and realities, and then come here and inform and educate on that to people in the United States. So,
talk a little bit about, I guess, when many of us think about the experiences or things that are going on in Latin American mm-hmm. countries. Obviously, there's the situation right now in Argentina. It seems to be, most of us, I think drug problems first, and secondly, maybe governments, you know, on the verge of collapse. What do U.S. policies have to do with either of those issues?
Yeah, so the United States actually directly funds a lot of things going on in Latin America, and one of the things is primarily like military funding. On top of that, the United States also provides like programs and organizations to help stop drug-related issues and violence. But contradictory
sure.
to that, they're funding and directly funding that violence. On top of that, I think just kind of the complacency with some of, you know, the dictatorships that are forming and some of the government. Human rights violations that are going on is a huge thing, too. One of the things that we did was meet with different partners throughout the Honduran community and ask them what they wanted us to directly tell the United States Embassy. And, I mean, the common theme throughout was to stop funding guns and military presence in Honduras specifically. And I know that they do that with other countries too, like Nicaragua and Mexico and Colombia. So it's a lot more complex than that. I'm not going to be able to wrap it up in the little
right.
time we have, but
right.
pretty much funding and then how they operate some of those violence prevention programs is pretty they need to stop doing violent prevention programs or programs that aren't really doing much. They're just like trying to solve surface problems
right.
instead of investigating the deeper rooted issues, which a lot of organizations and places in Honduras are already doing that kind of work. So
I'm curious, as you come back from your trip and you talk to folks about it, I'm sure that some people who love you dearly
mm-hmm.
Still say, why in Duluth, Minnesota, should I care, you know, and of course the problems in this country,
mm-hmm.
why should I care about U.S. policies in Latin America? It seems like it's a number of removes from most people's top five concern list. And what do you tell them when they ask?
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. And that's a fair thing to think, I think. But the fact of the matter is we're all here together. And when we were in Honduras and talking to a lot of these people, for instance, fighting for land rights or water rights, their whole mentality was not that they were fighting for that for their community, but for the greater good of the world, because everybody needs water. Everybody needs the right to their own land. And so even if you don't want to pursue like an international understanding or activist kind of role, you can bring a lot of the things back from there and participate locally, like helping fight for the Boundary Waters stuff, or helping show support for Standing Rock, it's just the parallels there were so prominent and so important. And I think it's a hard question for me to answer because I'm so deeply passionate about Latin American rights and about solidarity beyond borders. And I think that's super important. But like I said, even if you don't want to think about it internationally, or if you don't have time, which is totally understandable given what's going on right now, going international, seeing these things, seeing these parallels is a good way for you to come back and participate locally as well.
Well, they talk about so much about how important travel is, and there is so much more to the experience of travel than just maybe seeing a landmark or looking out over a landscape that looks different from the one that you're used to. And it sounds like understanding of some of these issues has really hit home to you in a way that it wouldn't have if you had just stayed here in Minnesota, for example.
Absolutely. And I actually studied a lot. Well, not a lot, but I had a class where Honduras was the prime focus, the prime content that we talked about. And that was totally different than my experience there even. And even though we were talking about those issues within that class, it was so different to be there. I think there's something to be said about kind of getting out of your comfortable space and the space that's been built to make you comfortable so you don't, like, question things, and going somewhere where you are kind of pulled out of that, and you kind of have to take a good look at some of the things that, like, for instance, I really had to analyze some of the things that the United States was doing, and some of the people that I had thought, like politicians that I had thought were making like a good difference, like I had to kind of be a little bit skeptical of some of their U.S. foreign policy and whatnot. And it really just kind of takes you out of that bubble that we're in here, I think. Personally.
Now, folks are going to have the opportunity to talk with members of the group, and they're going to have a chance to learn more about your organization. You've got an event coming up, and if folks want more information about that, we're going to get a link set up on our page so it'll be easy for people to find. Tell us where, is it a Facebook page that we link to, or what's the best link?
Yep, it'll be a Facebook page, and I'll just be talking about our fundraiser for Witness tonight.
Okay, and it's this evening.
Yep, it's we'll get tonight. That. From 6 to 9.
All right. We'll get that information up as quickly as we can so that folks will be able to find it on KUMD.org. The link will be right there, and you can click to get all the information. Caitlin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Katie Marks joined us this morning. She's the member of a group called Witness for Peace, and they recently returned from a visit to Honduras.